Jesus is saying, whoever welcomes you, welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me, welcomes the one who sent me. All right? Very clear, right? This is as clear as it can be. Except, for some reason, people have decided that this isn't about us being welcomed, it is about us welcoming. All of the things that I read about this text, trying to figure out, okay, what's this thing about? It turns into, make sure that you welcome these little ones. Make sure you give them a cup of water. Make sure you welcome the prophet. Make sure you welcome the righteous person, because you will be welcoming Jesus. And that's well and good, and it's true. But it's not what this particular text is talking about. And I find that really interesting. Because we Lutherans, we are supposed to be able to understand the distinction between law and gospel, right? And it seems like we're taking this text, which is just filled with good news, and we're making it into something that we have to do. Get out there and be welcoming, you guys. All right? Make sure you get a cup of water to those little ones. Do that, sure. But that's not what this thing is saying. What it is really saying is so, I think it's so radical that we just can't actually abide with it. It's saying, you, dear friends, are Christ. You are carrying Christ in your body, in your heart. Period. Huh? That's just, it's so hard for us to understand that, or to even grasp it. We get into this modesty thing. Oh, no, we couldn't be that. No. Well, yes. And that false modesty is what gets us into trouble. When we just simply, we couldn't. We talked about this last week. Those of you who are here, who remember the stories about, there was the story of these two people from Jordan who were invited into the house of a very, very poor family here in the United States, and they went because they understood hospitality. You and I would have said, oh, no, really, we can't. We can't eat your food. Your food is, you don't have much of it, so, but these two people from Jordan who are steeped in the Middle East, steeped in this radical hospitality, they understand the honor that this woman is getting by being able to serve them. Right? And so that was last week's text. And we, in our, again, this modesty thing, or not, well, it's not even modesty. What is that thing that stops us from doing it? Maybe it's justice or something we think we're doing. But we won't do that. We won't let ourselves be welcomed. And Jesus is saying, whoever welcomes you welcomes Christ. And that's just another thing that we got to welcome in. Welcome this in. You are as Christ. Whoever welcomes you welcomes Jesus. You are being made, we are being made into the very image of God. And when we accept that, when we can let that in, then let's talk about welcoming other people too. Mm-hmm. Okay, but let's welcome them in first. Welcome that first thing in first, because frankly, I think when we can't welcome in that we are Christ, that we are as God, and that God is with us and walks with us and in us, we can't really accept that too well. And I think that makes it hard for us to then welcome other people. Because then we're less likely to think God is in them, because we don't even think God can't be in us. So maybe God can't be in them, so we won't need to welcome them as well. But, no. The first thing is to get this in our hearts, that we are indeed welcomed by God. There's a great icon. It's called the icon of the Holy Trinity. And in the Trinity, in this icon, you walk up to the icon, and here is one person of the Trinity. Here's another person of the Trinity, and behind the table is the third person of the Trinity. And when you walk up to it, the side of the table that we walk up to when we see this icon is empty. But it's not empty because we're in it. We are sitting at the table with the Holy Trinity. And that's, I think, what Jesus, the faithfulness of Jesus, going to the cross, the resurrection of Jesus, his ascension, all of that is for this, for us to be welcomed in to the Trinity, into the love and image of the Trinity. So we walk in, and in Bon Secours is the name of a retreat center in near Baltimore, Maryland, near where I'm from, and I got to do a retreat there, and oh my goodness, they have one of these Trinity icons that is as big as us. Mm-hmm. Right? It's huge. So when you walk up to it, you see, you feel, wow, here I am. These people are my size. And we're right, and I just stood there for, I felt like an hour being brought in to this icon, being brought in to this love. The loving Trinity. It's just beautiful. And I think that's exactly what Jesus is trying to invite us into with this. They receive you, they receive me. Because you and I are together. It's hard. It's really hard. So I'm walking up to another icon, this rectangular screen at the taco wagon. And Lynette, our new intern, and I was walking her around the town, introducing her to some people, and we got up to the taco wagon, and there it is. It's rectangular, just like the icon, and the woman inside is a woman that I have known for a long time. I didn't know she had this taco wagon, but there she is, and she welcomes me, and I'm saying, hi, how are you? And she's saying, how are you? And I get the whole story. She said, they've been open for 3 weeks. They're doing really well. They're very excited about this, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful truck. And so as we're talking, I said, let me give you a blessing. I want to bless this place. And so I did. And then finally she says to me, don't you want a little taco? Right? She's new. It's new business. You know how you can think a lot faster than you can speak, right? Always. And it's usually good for us to do that, think a lot before we speak. But anyway, through my head, like that, is like, oh no, 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 she doesn't. Because I know she's wanting to give us lunch, right? She's not wanting us to pay for it. She's asking us if I can I give you some tacos? Something to eat. And I'm like, this is really, it's the start of her business. Again, she doesn't need to do that. I can pay for it if I need to. I'm not really hungry. I mean, there's 100 things going through my head, all of which are saying, no, no, no. And then I'm like, wow, what are you, stupid? You just preached about that. And here it is. It's right in front of me is this beautiful icon of invitation. And so, of course, I said, oh, yes, please, I'll take two. Right? And so she is like delighted. And she makes us lunch and she brings it out to us. And she gives us, they have horchata, which is my favorite drink. So we have one of those. And at the end, it's like, oh wow, this is it, right? They have, and for me, that sense of all of that stuff of when yes came out of my mouth, all of that disappeared, and there was this sense of great honor and humility. I mean, not my fake humility of all that, you know, I know my fake humility when I see it. This was not that. This was, oh, yes. Yes. Yes to me, and yes to her, in this incredible connection. And that, I think, is really this, wow. Oh. And so we finished the meal, and of course I do go up to her, because she didn't say explicitly that she didn't want us to pay, but I kind of knew, and it's in Spanish, so you know, it's a little bit, And but I did go up and I said, "So, what do we owe you? What can we pay?" And she says, "No." And then she said, "Did you like the meal? Did you like the food?" I said, "Oh, it was wonderful. Yeah, it was really delicious." And you know, Lynette said the same thing, and she said, "You came here, you visited me, you love my food. I can't get any richer than that." Right? And in this sense, I think, in a lot of senses, like this incredible sense of, oh, because I, she says, I got to welcome Jesus. And I, on my side, got to feel like, oh my gosh, Jesus is walking me. What an amazing reality. Having felt that, later on when we're being told we have to welcome people, we should welcome people, okay, I get that. I actually will have a better spirit for welcoming. But in the meantime, and stepping up to that icon of the holy Takaway, and I'm part of the Holy Trinity of God. And like Jesus, great tacos. So that's what I think this is about. Whoever welcomes you, dear ones, welcomes Jesus. Because you are part of this loving, redeeming life that Jesus has given away for us. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Amen.